Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Boogie Cousins' leg explodes. That was gross.
Yeah, that's not good.
They say he doesn't need surgery. They're going to reevaluate in a couple weeks, but if I were a betting man, I wouldn't expect him back for the playoffs.
No, I don't think so either. I think he's done.
But your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's obviously unfortunate for the Warriors, but if you're the Rockets, you're suddenly like, oh, well, now we don't have to deal with the problems that he presents. And Andrew Bogut played well last night. Looney played well last night. And
you'd still rather face those guys than Boogie
any
Cousins.
Any day. I mean, those guys are simple beasts. DeMarcus Cousins, that's a puzzle. And to not have to deal with that is huge for the Rockets, I think. Did you see Demaryius Thomas is off the market?
Did he sign with
the Patriots Day New England?
Oh, okay, yeah, I saw that he visited. I mean, do you think he's going to be ready for the start of the season?
I don't know. I wouldn't imagine so, but because they signed him, probably.
Yeah, and he'll probably be really good.
Yeah.
And
probably be everything the Texans hoped he would be.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. It's a local music Tuesday, except for, you know, the standard bumper music. But if you miss the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. All available on podcastarena.com. And we're all over the place. And it was fun. So you missed out on some good conversations about college, about trades, about, well, you heard some sports there. We did some sports.
A little bit of sports.
We had Jerome Solomon, so we did some sports there. And all kinds of ways you can listen to us. You can catch us on the stream. You can catch us on the app. If you're having problems anywhere around hearing us, that app always works great. You can get us on the stream as well. And you can watch us. All you have to do is go to ESPN975.com and click on Watch Us Live. And there we are, right there on our Twitch channel. With our little the Blitz and the phone number and Aaron's face in the bottom corner there, freaking everybody out. So go check it out. Hey, we haven't talked about Russell Wilson. We were talking about yesterday that they were down to the deadline.
Well, they got it done.
31.4 per year.
Is that a lot?
Not really.
Okay.
Honestly,
seems like a lot.
Well, it's going to be the going rate, right?
I guess so.
I mean, he's the latest elite quarterback to get a contract, so it's going to be the biggest one. And so that kind of sets the new bar. $65 million signing bonus, $107 million in total guarantees. The question is, and this is what we always talk about, when you pay these quarterbacks that kind of money, can you put a roster together around them for a long enough time? How long is your window for a Super Bowl? And like Aaron Rodgers, maybe that's the only one he ever gets.
Could be.
Maybe Russell Wilson, that's the only one he ever gets. I think I would give him a better chance over the next 5 years than Aaron Rodgers, because I think the Seahawks are a better organization. Yeah. But, man, when you're so right about when you have a quarterback on a rookie deal, you can afford to put those pieces around. And we saw it with the Rams last year. They went out and got Ndamukong Suh. They went out and got Marcus Peters and all these guys, and they made their run. They got to a Super Bowl.
You know what I will say is John Granato, I did the morning show today on the number one sports show in the city, the Bench, from 7 to 9, and you know, I'm going to do the reverse Lance now, since Lance always took credit for our ratings. I feel like now that they've got some, I'll take credit for theirs. But John,
Lance still works here?
He does sometimes, okay. Not today, but sometimes. So, what he said was, with Russell's case, I mean, that's a playoff team. And is there any question as to why they're a playoff team? It's him. Because,
yeah, when they were a Super Bowl team, it was their defense.
Right. But now there's nothing else around him. All the good players have left, and they're still making the playoffs. That's because Russ is that good. So, in a way, it does make some sense that they've, you know, that they feel like they need to pay him. Because, I mean, he's clearly worth it.
I think your floor with Russell Wilson is 9-7. If Russell Wilson's your quarterback and he's healthy all year, it's hard for me to imagine you not being 9-7.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel that way about you know, most quarterbacks, not named Brady, because his floor is always going to be 11-5. But if that guy is healthy, you're going to be 9-7. All you got to do is steal a couple other games. You might even win the division this year. I think the Rams aren't going to be quite as good. It depends on how they draft. And the Seahawks usually draft pretty well. And now, they haven't drafted as well as they did when they had that great stretch where they were getting Richard Sherman in the fifth round.
Right.
And guys like that. But, you know, I think the Colts are the team to kind of watch, sort of trying to mirror that, because they've got the big contract with Luck. They've got room, but also last year they had a great draft. Now, if they can have another one like that, which is a lot to ask. It's just like the Saints draft 2 years ago was just so epic. You're not going to repeat that every year. But if you can have another draft like that where you're getting all, you know, Pro Bowl caliber players and a couple of them, then you can take a big jump. And I think that's what the Seahawks need to get back to doing, is drafting some really good players that you weren't expecting to be really good.
Yeah.
And if they do that and put them around him, then...
Puts a lot of pressure on your management, though. I mean, that's to find guys like that, and especially when where Russ has them, it, you know, it's easy to find players like that when you're drafting in the top five, top 10.
Right.
The Seahawks are competitive enough that, like, for instance, the Colts, what they did this last year, their draft was so good. Well, that's because they played a year without Andrew Luck.
Right.
So would they have been as successful with their draft?
Well, they weren't going to get Quentin Nelson with the 17th pick. Or 20th yeah. pick. Yeah. No question.
So it's tough.
But a lot of, a lot of guys, I think, well, a lot of teams, it's not so much that. It's not so much getting Quentin Nelson, but it's getting your Cam Chancellors and your Richard Shermans and getting those guys when you're not using a first-round pick and they turn into those kind of players. I mean, that's what you need. Todd Tracy says, listening to you guys while drinking on a mountaintop, I read the Gym of the Day person asked, WTF is that? Oh, I said, just my sports radio guys talking about bestiality. He moved away from me. Hashtag rude. Hashtag Lake Tahoe. Well, that's Lake Tahoe. That's, what'd you expect? Oh, spending a lot of time up there, Tracy. Good for you.
What a life.
Yeah. All right. This is where you tell the people about Trigall Energy.
Oh, yes. And I've been telling you about Trigall for a while, and I always tell you they're not about gimmicks. And then I'm going to tell you, but they are giving away free electricity for a year. And how's that? Well, because they're not telling you that the electricity is just free for everybody. That's not how it works. But here's the deal. Trigall Energy, they're bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. And this is how you do it. Sign up for any power to win electricity plan, and they're going to throw a couple Dynamo game tickets your way, a couple t-shirts your way, and you're going to be automatically enrolled in a drawing to win free electricity for a year. Every time the Dynamo win a home game, Trigall's going to stick their hand in the hat. They're going to stir around the names. They're going to draw one out. And if they draw your name, free electricity for a year. How great is that? You can enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177. That's the word POWER to 77177. Visit TrigallEnergy.com to learn more about the contest. That's POWER to 77177. PUCT license number 10064 for Trigall Energy.
Yeah, blow on the black like a coke, chopping the key like I'm back on the boat. Yeah, I'm back in the product and pushing it quick. Y'all mother be dumber than a brick. Pop four shots, then the catch at the heat. Flip five bands in two, grab me hit some D's.
This is the Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Who is that one, Aaron?
Local. That is The Blue Side.
Local Music
Tuesday. The song's called Judgment Day.
All right. So some numbers in from the Game of Thrones opener.
Okay.
97% increase over the season 7 premiere.
All right. That's 50, pretty good.
50% compared to last season's finale, which I have a question about in just a second. But basically, an average of 17 point, well, they did 17.4 million viewers live, which means it's going to be double or triple that by the time they cycle through all
right.
the, which I have some questions here, okay, because here's the average viewers per season. So season one, 9.3.
Okay.
Season two, 11.6. Season three, 14.4. Season four, 19.1. This is average viewers per episode. Season five, 20.2. Season six, 25.7. Season seven, 32.8. Okay, so those 32.8, did they not watch season one?
I mean, well, maybe they didn't watch them live.
Well, and that's the thing. So I bet if you go back and look at rewatch numbers now, certainly all of those people have watched all the other ones. So I don't know that you can get a fair gauge from something like that. And I don't know how they count them. Like, is it just for the first week after the episode? Does it count rewatches? Because, you know, I watched it twice.
Right.
So, but that's your first number.
That's a pretty good number.
32.8 million is what watched it.
Well, that didn't, Aaron, last year. You didn't watch it, did you, Aaron?
I did not.
Yeah. Have you ever watched any of them?
Not yet. I'm waiting.
Sad.
You're waiting till the end?
I got really intrigued about two seasons ago, and I can't afford HBO. My plan, my wife doesn't want to watch it. She's going on a cruise this fall, so now that it'll be all over, I'm going to get HBO free for a month from, well, some way. And then while she's gone for a week, I'm going to binge watch the entire thing.
Okay.
Sad.
So you every waking second, I'm not working on this show, basically.
There's like HBO's doing a free 1 week trial right now, I think.
You could watch them all, yeah.
Yeah, but she's already home. And we already fight over the remote enough, so.
It's fight over the remote? What are
you talking
about?
Actually, not even fight over the remote. She watches a lot of sports for me.
You're the man of the house, sir. You let her know what you're going to be watching that night. And tell her to make your ass some dinner.
It's going to take a much bigger raise for me to do
when
that.
When you get home tonight, I want you to say, hey, what are you doing watching TV? I don't smell dinner cooking.
Yeah, she's got the check stub scoreboard, though.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's where I beat you guys out.
Well, I still have scoreboard, but it's close.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she'd long surpassed you.
No, she does really well, but you know, I have a lot of income streams.
Okay.
Besides just this show. So I do okay. We also have your updated odds to rule Westeros. There have been changes at the top here after one episode, which I don't know what you saw in that episode that would have made the odds change.
Let me see. Who's that boy that got pinned up against the wall?
He was not in the odds.
I was going to say, he's got to be a real long shot now.
Umber.
I
don't know. Littlefinger's still plus 1250, and he had his throat slit.
What were Gilly's odds?
Gilly, not on the board.
I thought she was on the board.
Nope. Hmm. Nope. Jon Snow plus 225. Okay. Little tip. Don't bet on Jon Snow because his real name's Aegon Targaryen. And they're just going to take your money.
They could.
So bet on Aegon Targaryen. Bran plus 275. Boy, that would suck.
I'm telling you. It wouldn't shock me at
all.
He
is such an uninteresting character. And
does that weird thing where he just stares at you?
Yeah, I don't like that. Because, you know, how about actually give us some useful information every now and then? Not, oh, we don't have time for this. The Night King broke through the wall. Come on, man. Sansa plus 500. I'm starting to come around on that a little bit.
I'm out on that.
Daenerys plus 550. That's actually pretty.
That's a good number.
Pretty
on her,
decent.
Yeah. But I think now you're starting to see. Like, I would guess John is moving up from her because
Now he's the rightful heir.
Yeah.
That idiot Gendry at 650, or Gendry as you like to call him.
Gendry.
Dead Littlefinger plus 1250.
Seems absurd to me.
The Night King is up to plus 1,500. I don't know why he would go up. Nothing in that episode tells me he's not going to win.
Yeah.
Plus, he stabbed a little boy. And that's your odds should be going down. Tyrion plus 1,500. Everything I understand, I don't think that's going to happen. Arya plus 2,000. Samwell plus 2,000.
Ugh.
I'm not ruling out Cersei outsmarting all these guys. She's just smarter than the rest of them.
Yeah, but I think she's going to die.
Plus 2,500. That's if you believe Maggie the Frog's prophecy. And I don't even know Maggie the Frog. And, you know, why are we trusting a frog? I still like this one. Jon and Daenerys baby plus 2,500.
No, I'm out on that.
Really? Because I think there's a boat baby coming.
Yeah, maybe.
Jamie plus 4,000. Don't think so. Davos plus 7,000. And Varys the Spider plus 7,000.
I feel like we've... I guess maybe you and I just talked about it. Varys seems so unlikely.
Yeah, yeah.
But
why he's jumped up to 7,000. So...
Well, I didn't get anything from that episode that would change my mind too much, other than I think Dany being a little bit lower odds, it makes sense.
I can see that. I could see her slipping a little, John going down a little bit, but...
But John was one that I was kind of surprised he wasn't one of the... I'm surprised he wasn't actually the betting favorite going in.
Somebody says, how about some useful information? LOL, oh, you mean the guy who revealed Jon Snow as the rightful heir? Okay. Hey, guess who did that before he did? Sam.
We already knew that.
Sam's the one who had to tell him that it was legitimate, and then he had to go back and look. So you can take Bran and suck it with that stuff.
Yeah. Suck it.
Bran. Come on, man. Quit trying to push Bran on us.
I don't need
Bran. You know what? It's too bad that they don't have the elephants didn't come, because I'd like to see somebody just wheel him in front of an elephant and end it.
I saw a meme today. It said, Daenerys has two dragons, but Cersei has, and it was Dumbo, the flying elephant, flying in.
I see.
Made me laugh. What are you gonna, yeah,
I don't know what the fascination with the elephants was.
I
kind of think it was just a joke.
Oh, no, it's serious business.
It's disappointing that we didn't get elephants. Yeah, like they're going to fit on a boat, you knucklehead.
So Saturday, April 27th, a week from this Saturday, 2 to 5 p.m., get out to the Kima Boardwalk. 24 breweries want you to come spend the day sampling over 72 of their finest ales. Eighth Wonder, 11 Below, Buffalo Bayou, Cigar City, Copperhead, Galveston Island, Carbach, Oasis, Real Ale, Spindletap, St. Arnold, Sierra Nevada, Stone, Spindletap. There's too many to name, but they're all going to be there. They're all going to have brew. You can be there too. Buy your advance tickets now, $44.95 ahead, $39.95 if you are a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. They'll be $49.95 day of the event, so get in early. Your admission includes beer samples. Awesome. Giveaways from beer vendors. Awesome. Food samples. Awesome. Live music all day. Awesome. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or at the multiple ticket booths down there at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and, of course, must be 21 years of age to attend. It's the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 27th, 2 to 5 p.m. Get down there, KemaBeerFest.com, for details.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And not going so well for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Damn it.
2-1. 3-1 Columbus. Yeah. They just scored again.
Blew my
although
chance, Fred.
I can't find any place to watch it because it's on something called Fox Sports Sunday.
That's a made-up station.
Which I've never heard of.
So that's the problem here is I made a mistake. I should have just trusted my gut and randomly bet on something just because I had a feeling.
Well,
and I failed.
Yeah, well, you should have bet $85,000. No, I didn't have the balls to pick Columbus to win. But I did suggest that it wasn't a bad bet at the number. But I didn't think they'd sweep. Now, if you'd gone and bet Columbus to sweep, then you're probably making more than Tiger Guy did.
Yeah.
Somebody just sent me this on Twitter. I want to give them the right credit here. Can't find it now. That's weird.
Wasn't that important, I guess.
Well, no, it's a good story, but I can't, and it, like, it's recent. Oh, yeah, here we go. Matt, the Texas Trojan, sent us this one. A video shows a hitman trying to kill a woman with a high-powered crossbow hidden inside a box. He's dressed as a delivery driver and holding a large package, an actual package. You know.
Right.
But detectives say he was really a hitman and was ringing the home's doorbell to deliver a fatal attack.
Damn.
Moments after a woman answered the door, the two exchanged words, and the man fired the crossbow. Probably said, "This is for so-and-so."
I would assume.
Yeah. Inside the cardboard box was a high-powered crossbow holding a razor-sharp big game arrow designed to bring down and kill elk and moose. Well, this woman's obviously tougher than elks and moose, or bigger, because the man ran off. She was able to shut the door, call 911 for help. She sustained damage to internal organs and will be in a recovery phase for the rest of her life. But she lived.
Nice.
So I'm going to say not the most effective hitman. So they've released a video of the guy, and they say he may have done it as a request by another individual.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that what hitmen do?
Yeah, usually
somebody pays them
otherwise,
money.
Otherwise, you're just a murderer.
Right. So if we're going to call him a hitman, somebody else paid him.
Yeah. I agree with that assessment.
Now,
for the proper use of the word.
Right. Now, I was in Toronto, which maybe that's why I used a crossbow.
Maybe those hosers have a different idea of what a hitman is.
Well, he did hit her with the arrow. No?
Oh, boy.
But what's wrong with an old-fashioned, really powerful gun? Now, I know they have different handgun laws there. It's really hard to get them. But if you're a hitman, pretty sure you can get them.
Yeah.
And, you know, close range, boom, boom, silencer, right through the box.
It was probably a request by whoever paid him in the first place.
Well, that whoever paid him might want to consider that it might not work. She might not be able to actually kill her with a crossbow.
That's true.
And especially shooting through a box, you're going to have to hit, you're going to have to hit something almost directly with it, right? I don't care that it's designed to bring down elk. I'm going to say that this hitman needs to go back to hitman class.
Yeah, he's not the best.
Needs a few more sessions.
He could be better.
Yeah. So, somebody says the Tampa Columbus game is on CNBC. Can you make that happen?
He's got that channel, I'm pretty sure.
Scott says, think you told the guy who paid him sorry?
Sorry, eh?
Sorry, eh?
Couldn't get the job done.
It was a boot to hit her.
There was a complication.
She had a lot more fat than I thought.
Yeah.
Kind of hung up the arrow. 713-780-3776. Man, I can't believe Tampa's just rolling over like this. Okay, now it's saying 2-1, so I wonder if they took a goal away from them.
They cheated.
Yeah, maybe.
It's possible.
So.
Entirely possible, Freddie. Entirely possible. Mm. Did you see this this guy from Colorado, I guess, who is now suing? Apparently, he won the lotto a couple years back, and they decided, hey, remember when you won back in the day in 2005, and there were two other winners that you split the jackpot with? Well, it turns out that those drawings were linked to a conspiracy, and a lottery insider and several cohorts had rigged drawings in several states. So this guy is suing for the rest of the winnings, which seems fair, right?
Yeah.
If there were three winners and two of them were part of a scheme to, like, that they had inside info on who was going to win or what the numbers were going to be.
Yeah, I think the guy who didn't have the inside info has a case.
He argues that he should be entitled to the other 2/3 of the prize because the other tickets were purchased through, were invalid, basically.
Okay.
And Colorado they don't want to hand over that money, which probably because they've spent it. The guys who are involved are serving 25-year prison terms And they basically built computers that to generate random numbers for drawings. And he secretly installed code that directed them to use a predictable formula to select numbers on three dates. And on the third date, that was the fixed drawing. And so would you say he's entitled to that money?
Yes.
I think so, too.
I agree.
He's now suing the state of Colorado. I don't know what's going to end up happening, but...
Well, he should get that, because especially if they didn't pay it out to him.
Yeah. Well, he got paid out a third of it.
No, he got his, but if they didn't pay it out to the other two, or if they didn't recover it...
Yeah.
Well, either way, they should be liable, because they were the ones who... Yeah, I'm team sewer here.
I'd say especially plus interest since the day that they made the arrest.
I would think so, too.
Let me get that deal. That's a good point.
Because all that, I mean, say it's $100,000. I don't know what the tax rate is in Colorado, but if it's been 6 months, that's an extra good chunk of change.
Yeah, I think he's getting screwed there.
Yeah, that deserves payout, in my opinion. But I don't know. I don't know about I don't know much about the law, but just in the court of common sense.
Yeah.
Give that dude the money.
Unfortunately, they don't do a lot of civil stuff on Law and Order, so I can't really speak to this as an expert like I could if, you know, he were a sex offender.
Right.
But the man, I don't know if you saw this. They've created this airplane that is designed so that they can launch rockets from it. So like they can get it to 35,000 feet and launch rockets. It's the biggest airplane ever designed. It's got a 385-foot wingspan, $500,000 plane, and a 500,000-pound plane, excuse me. And basically, I mean, take a look at this thing. It's just a monster.
Jeez. And what are they using that thing for?
They're going to get to 35,000 feet and launch rockets.
At what?
Into space.
Can't we launch rockets into space from the ground?
Yeah, apparently, but...
this is just going to look cooler?
Well, I guess it takes one less... I don't know rockets real well, except for Harden, but I think it takes one less, you know, one less booster. So this is something that your wife could probably speak on. She probably knows all about this.
That's classified.
She deals more with the manned space flight. If it's not the International Space Station stuff, she's got her hands full with that, basically.
Okay. Her hands full with the manned stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Interestingly enough,
you're very progressive. There's an astronaut that needs hands-on attention. Your wife is there, and you don't mind because the paycheck is right.
She's got to keep them alive.
That's right.
What's that space herpes thing though that they bring back?
Listen,
remember that?
Aaron can't worry about that. Okay. But he doesn't make enough money to worry about that. If it happens, it happens.
The dual fuselage strato launch. They get to 35,000 feet where it can drop rockets that ignite their engines and boost themselves into orbit around the planet. They didn't use a rocket on the initial flight, but apparently Northrop Grumman plans to use Stratolaunch to send its Pegasus XL rocket into space.
This seems like a giant waste of money to me.
But it's kind of a cool-looking plane. It really two
stuff
planes.
That's cool-looking doesn't necessarily mean it's necessary.
Well... Necessary?
No.
As Rip Torn said in Dodgeball, is it necessary that I drink my own urine? No, but it's sterile and I like the taste.
Yeah, that's true.
Dodgeball quote, sorry.
Yeah, I caught it. Yeah, all right, guys. The Y Factor, Houston's premier comprehensive urology practice. If you got anything going on down below, general male wellness, genital pain, low testosterone, fertility issues, prostate, urinary issues, sexual dysfunction, kidney stones... STD evaluations, Aaron, they've got you covered. And listen, testosterone, that's a big issue for a lot of guys. And they're not looking to get you on those shots that are going to cause the crash and, you know, can cause shrinkage and damage your fertility and cause dependency. Nobody wants all that stuff. They can help regain your natural testosterone production. And they're going to figure out why it's happening and what they can do to fix it. And, you know, you don't have to go in for the weekly shot. There's no... they know you're busy as it is. They don't make you do that. The Y factor knows a way out there. You're gonna feel better. You're gonna perform better in every aspect of life. They've got three locations: Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Northwest Houston, and down south in Webster. Stop in and see them. April's Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. Prevention is key. Get in there and make sure nothing's going on. And if there is something on, get in there now. They'll figure out how to make it better. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book it online. That's Man Centers, the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And guys, I got to tell you about Harry's Razors. Did you know that the average guy is going to spend about 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving? Don't waste 4 months of your life overpaying for poor performing razors. Invest that time with Harry's quality shaving supplies at a fair price. And I'll tell you what I love about Harry's: convenience. I get it shipped right to my mailbox. Affordability and quality. And you can join the 10 million who've tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3. Plus free shipping. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And I'm telling you, man, 100% quality guarantee. You're going to give your money back if you don't love your shave. And they've received over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google. So it's not just me that loves them. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who've tried Harry's, including me. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know you're a Blitzer to support the show, harrys.com. All right. Got one more read here, and then we'll get to Hey Man Bleep That. Houston Improv is hosting the impressions and clever comedy of Frank Caliendo for one show only this Thursday. And ESPN 97.5 wants to send you to see the show. Comedian, actor, and impressionist Frank Caliendo is known for his dead-on impressions of famous actors, politicians, broadcasters, and talk show hosts. At 6:55, caller 5 to 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to see the show. Don't call before 6:55. All right. I think we have completed the first period of play in Columbus. It is 2-1 in favor of the Blue Jackets. Tampa trying to avoid becoming the biggest fraud in the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs. All right, let's do Hey Man Bleep That. Aaron, you get to lead it off.
All right, well, hopefully I'm not stealing yours. But this was part of our show prep today. Recently, more and more men in Australia have been spending quite a bit of money on, we'll call it, cosmetic surgery or cosmetic procedures. It turns out that since 2010, according to Men's Health, more than 20% of men have decided to partake in this activity. And what they're doing in Australia is they're spending about $1,000 to have Botox injected into their beanbags, because women apparently complain in Australia about how it looks and they'd rather it be nice and smooth. So they're letting somebody just jam a needle in there and inject it with Botox to smooth out the skin. I couldn't even think about the pain that would cause, because from what I understand, Botox is a thicker like serum that's supposed to, you know, eventually smooth out like a cream kind of thing. Something that thick injecting into that sensitive of a part of your body. You couldn't pay me $1,000 just to, you know, sit in the room while a guy gets it done. No. For that, I'm saying, hey, man, f*** that.
You know, for the record, balls are not attractive, okay?
They're not.
There's nothing you can do to make them attractive.
But that's the way they're supposed to be.
And, you know, ladies, sorry. It's just, that's just how it is. They're ugly. And trying to, there's nothing you can do. Making them smooth, they're just going to be smooth but ugly. That's it.
and awkward.
Yeah. Now, mine was about how all these in-game spoilers are leaking, and everybody's trying to spoil it for everybody else. Now, a week from today, I'll go see it, and I'm not going to spoil it for you because we have to sign a thing saying we can't. But the reality is it's the same thing with Game of Thrones. People trying to leak spoilers, and it ruined last season for a lot of people in Game of Thrones. I don't want to hear your in-game spoilers. And if you're the kind of person who gets on social media and intentionally spoils it, you're just a horrible human being and you deserve to die in your own blood. But sometimes, you know, things will happen. You'll drop something you shouldn't have and you accidentally spoil something. Because we go out of our way to let people know there's spoiler alerts on some of the things we do. So, but it can happen by accident. That, okay, I don't mind. But these people who are going out and looking for the stuff and finding it and then posting it on social media where it's hard for you to avoid it, you people suck, man. I hope you get run over by a trash truck and get caught up underneath the undercarriage.
Honestly, find something better to do with your life.
I mean, what is that? Do you get a medal for that? Oh, I spoiled Endgame for everybody. Yay! To that I say, hey, man, f*** that. All right. Pittsburgh and the Islanders 1-1 in the other game. This is the only thing I miss about doing the network. Is like when I was walking by, Jake the Ass Man was over there talking about hockey. It's like, oh, I remember when I used to could talk hockey on my Saturday night show, especially during the playoffs. And I'd have hockey guests on and everything else.
But now you just go sit at the Maple Leaf on Saturday night and you have plenty of angry Canadians to talk about.
Oh, geez, no way. See, I won't go for any Leafs games because I don't want to be around Bruins fans. It's nothing personal, Bruins fan. I want to be at home to watch the games. And, you know, if they win and get to the next round, maybe I'll change my mind. But I just don't want to be around. And there's a bunch of Bruins fans around here. And I have a bunch of friends who are Bruins fans. And I don't want to be around you either. It's nothing personal. All right. That's going to wrap it up. I'm going to say great job for Aaron today. Say great job by AJ. Jerome was great in his appearance. I think I was pretty good today for me. I think that was almost a C. Got to be a C minus, but almost a C. I almost got to average today.
That's fair.
Hey, I want to thank all the bands and musicians who supplied the music for Local Music Tuesday. We're going to keep this thing going moving forward. So if you've got some great music, just get it to Aaron. He'll check it out, get it on the show. Very cool to hear all those bands, and he'll tweet out all the bands and their song names. That's going to wrap it up. Soccer Matters. Coming up next with Glenn Davis and then the Hall of Fame with Booker T. Until tomorrow, stay sporty, bitches.